But the Galochim will never find Rafal. No one, not even the Yidden in Metz, had any idea where he was or what happened to him. The Shagis Arya and Shraga were the only ones that knew about the rescue, and they didn't tell a soul. Meanwhile, Reb Yudel, the kind farmer, changed Rafal's name to Gavriel, and he grew up in the city of Troyes. He went to the finest yeshivas, and he became a true Talmud Chacham. The Shagis Arya waited a few years, and then he began to send letters to Rafal, who was known by his new name, Gavriel. The Shagis Arya was so happy to talk and learning with his adopted son, and he was happy to know that he was a fine Ben Torah. Kindelach, when Rafal was 20 years old, he got married, and he continued his learning in yeshiva for many years to come. Later on, even becoming the Rav in a city in Germany. But whatever happened to Shraga the tailor? After Shraga's successful rescue, he began to think to himself that if he's one day going to be buried next to the Heilige Shagis Arya, he should probably make himself more worthy. He should make himself more worthy of such a covet. In truth, Shraga was ready to stop being friendly with the Galochim right away. But he didn't want them to suspect him. He didn't want them to think that he freed Rafal. So slowly, he began to distance himself from the Galochim. He slowly stopped going to the parties. He gradually made less and less clothing for them. And after a few years, he had very little to do with the Galochim. He also started coming to Shiurim and Torah more often, and he moved into a different house, much closer to the center of town. He was able to spend less hours tailoring and more hours doing mitzvahs and meisim toivim. But Kindelach, remember, the Shagis Arya had never told anyone in Metz of his promise to Shraga the tailor. He had never told anyone that Shraga was supposed to be buried next to him. Approximately 15 years after Rafal was saved from the hands of the Galochim, the Heilige Shagis Arya was nifter. You can imagine the great sadness that everyone felt. Both young and old cried bitterly. The Shagis Arya had spread Torah among Klal Yisrael, and he was mechabed every single person. The Shagis Arya did everything l'shem shamayim. He didn't enjoy any pleasure of this world, and he was a tremendous onuf. The Gadol Hadoir, the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, was nifter. The Shagis Arya was buried in the Beis HaChaim, in this cemetery in the outskirts of Metz, in an area where other Rabbonim were buried. For years, no one was buried on either side of the Shagis Arya. The people in Metz felt that no one was worthy of such a Heilige Kavod. But 10 years after the Shagis Arya was nifter, a tzaddik was visiting Metz, and while he was there, suddenly he was nifter. The people decided that this tzaddik could be buried next to the Shagis Arya. So this tzaddik was buried on the right side of the Shagis Arya. Now there was one place available next to the Shagis Arya for someone to be buried, on the left. Life went on in Metz. The younger people got older. New babies were born, and everything that happened years earlier with Rafal and his rescue were just about forgotten.
Sheena, Morn. Never mind. I'll keep the cinnamon for myself. No one else can have any.
Tomatoes, potatoes, pears and peppers. Buy my fruit and you'll... What rhymes with peppers? Whatever. Tomatoes, potatoes, and buy my things, you'll be happy to buy my things.